A Massachusetts town is preparing this morning for a military funeral. The services in North Attleboro are for Marine Captain Kyle Vandegeesen, who died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan last month. Among the thousands of people who crowded onto a football field last night for a candlelight vigil were his young daughter and pregnant widow. WBUR's Fred Tice was there.
As people made their way towards Community Field in the heart of the town, students passed out American flags, yellow ribbons, and candles.
It's North Attleboro. We're a community. This is what we do in our town.
That's Marilyn McDeed.
I have two children that are in the middle school, and I thought it was important for them to see how one person can make such a difference in a community and to our country.
And that was Maureen Renzi. A few feet away was Al Inglese.
That's the whole thing. I think that's what most, you know, probably 90% of the people out here didn't know him. But it's you just drive around town and look at the yellow ribbons. It just touched everybody.
A sign on the bleachers said, Big Red Country. Photographs of Kyle Vandegeesen, many on the football field, some in front of the helicopters he flew for the Marines, flashed on a giant screen in one end zone. His family gathered under a canopy at the other end. The crowd filled most of one side of the entire field and the bleachers on that side. On the other bleachers, lights formed the word hero. When the field lights went out, the football team started to light the candles. On the scoreboard, the lights formed six number 12s, Kyle Vandegeesen's number when he played football at North Attleboro and at St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. His high school football coach was Paul Sullivan.
My first encounter with Kyle was as a history teacher who would wander into the junior high school gymnasium to watch the kids at play. An unfamiliar face, one with New Jersey roots, caught my eye. He was tall and gangly, like a young racehorse. But there was something in his demeanor and in the grace with which he moved that attracted your eye.
Cupping his candle throughout the vigil, Charlie Jetty seemed meditative. He knew Kyle Vandegeesen only from watching him play on the football field. Asked what moved him to come out to the field last night, in a small voice, he said two words.
Patriotism. America.
Kyle Vandegeesen's brother, Ryan, wrote a letter read by a friend, Katie Fisher.
You are my idol, and I am proud and honored to call you my brother. I remember right before you left for Afghanistan, you told me, Rye, this tour is a different tour. More intense, more combat, worse conditions. Pretty much, you can classify this as hell. So I stopped, and I remember asking you with a little fear in my voice if you could just not go or get transferred to another base of some sort. You then laughed your unforgettable laugh, and you looked me in the eyes and said to me, are you kidding me? I'm going to get some. I've got brothers over there right now in battle.
A few minutes later, the vast crowd had dissipated into the cold night. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.